Today's shiur is being sponsored by Harold Moskowitz, Zech Nishmas Rav Tzvi, Rav Zev Zechon Yavracha, and it's also being co-sponsored by Menachem Gibber, Zech Nishmas, his grandfather, Mary Getzel, Rav Baron Zev HaKoyen Kagan. All you did of mine. Okay. Okay, first topic. Might happen. Reuben rented a dira from Shimon for a meshech of two years. During the 2 years, when he used the apartment, he was goyim that two tiles in the dining room or living room broke. And he had to replace them. He went around looking from store to store in the city to find a match for these tiles. But he couldn't find the exact match. But he found, why? Because this is old tiles and it's already, new ones on, it's like they don't make them anymore. But he found two that match a little bit. It's close to the color, almost the same color. So he wanted to fix it. Needed to fix these two tiles that broke. However, Reuven, the owner of the apartment, said no. It's gonna not get the apartment. That'll be noticeable, even slightly, but it's not gonna look nice. I want Dafka to be old. It has to be tiles exact. And if they're not, you can't get me exact tiles. You're going to have to change the whole floor. Put in completely tiles, completely over the whole floor. So it should be all the same color. So Shimon tied it back. I only broke two tiles. Haki mechayv me now to pay to do the whole apartment. And Reuven answered, listen, when you rented the apartment, you got a tile floor that's completely mushlam and nice and mashed and so on. And you mazik it. And you chayav to be, you have to return it to the way it looked like beforehand. The way I gave it to you should give it back to me. So they went back and forth. So they decided they're going to ask Kishayla. So the answer was, he's not mechayiv to pay. He only has to mistake in the two tiles. As long as it's something, it looks, it almost matches to it, it's okay for two reasons. Why? One reason is, we pass kin in chashim mishpat, simin shin alef, sif alef, that there's no din of shmira by kakois. And the smart thing's out there in simin shin alef, sif kon beis, it's xeris hakotzef. I give kesev or kelim to watch, and with dashina b'chal aprat klal, that you need double adayim aprat. That's double talto v'guf mamon. Has to be something that you can move around and it's guf mamon. Yotze kakois then in talto and guf mamon. So you see, there's no yeshmira to chish shmira on a person who's renting something. So a person who's mekabel himself to watch a kaka and a kilkel happen, the shayim is part of mitashlumim. So he came in chayiv, the one who rented the apartment, mitam shayim. The only thing you can mechayiv him is mitin mazik. He's a mazik, or let's say a breach of contract. Let's say normally you rent an apartment, you have a contract. So contract says, the way you get it, that's the way you have to turn it back. And you're mechuyev to misakin it, so it's the tam mazik. So Mela, you can say over here that is only a grummer here. He broke two tiles. I lechaya, the rest of the tiles don't look match exactly. So it's only grummer mizaken. Grummer mizaken is potter in the yad of a chayv din shemayim. So he's potter. He doesn't have to pay. That's one reason. Din shemayim yachayv, yeah. Okay. Second reason, I only said one reason so far. Now I'm saying the second one. I said two reasons. One so far, and I'm saying the second one.
But you said
karka. Oh, karka b'chanat. You're not going to ask karka. Okay. But the one reason you chayv us din mazik. But you're only chayv din mazik, only what you're mazik. But you're, it's only grama on the rest of the properties. So maybe it's only... it's only grama mizakin. The second reason, it's a umdana. Even if the baldir himself, the owner of the property, let's say he rented out, and one of his children went and broke two of the tiles. And he looks around, he can't get tiles that are mamish exact, but mamish close to it. So he also do the same thing. If it had himself, he wouldn't do all the tiles, it's umdana mochach. And calls mamish daimah to the yashan, he would be masking if his own, when he himself had it, would happen to him. And that's where Mr. David will abide himself if someone was if he himself was mazik, or one of his children were mazik, or any member of the family was mazik, the two tiles, he wouldn't do over all the tiles. He would just do the same thing that this renter would have done. So Mela, if he would have done it, so it's umdun amokach, since such umdun he would have done it, so Mela cannot be chayv the seicha because of that. So the dinah they paskin to him, that he's not the seicha. He came and chayv the seicha to put a new floor to a house. You should buy these two tiles. That's mamish diamond to the ones. It's pretty close to the color that they have now. And you should put it, and you should fix those two tiles. The nafka meaning of two timeim is if you chayv din shemayim or not. The first time you put me adam chayv din shemayim. The second time, you be part of him din shemayim. That would be enough guaranteeing the timing. So Mel, he's part of the gam. He says, I hold like the second time. He's part of the gami. Because why? A person never wants to be chayv din shemayim. Like I mentioned, Peshurim, the chayv din shemayim, sometimes you worse off. Who wants to be chayv din shemayim? Sometimes, it once mentioned, Zayim Chem Yigolberg, that if someone's chayv din shemayim, sometimes you worse off. Because who wants to be in shemayim? You get cleft. Who wants to get cleft in shemayim? I'd rather pay out of my pocket mechayv din shemayim. Well, this, according to the second reason, to umdana, in such a type of umdana, a person would do the same thing if he had the same problem. He won't go put on the whole new floor just with two tiles. He fixed the two tiles and leave it the way it is.
This is all if you're able to find a very close match. What if this, let's say it's a unique tile, you can't find any.
So then you have to look at the umdana.
He's a paper.
So, of course, that's totally two timing. According to the first reason, you know, it's only Gram and Zakim. According to the second reason, it's not umdana. That's only two reasons.
So if you knew this person would always fix it,
yeah.
You don't have the second reason.
Right. If you knew. Right, yeah. Then you won't have. Then you have to go on to the first reason.
But you're allowed to say Kimli even on Dina Shemayim?
Huh?
You can say Kimli on Dina Shemayim.
Not Kimli. It's Svar. You can use the Svar. That's all. It's not Kimli. It's Svar. Okay.
What if you broke something in the towel to strap?
That's something else. If you break something, you break a watch, you break you break a refrigerator, you break a thing, you have to pay. That's
something out of a set.
That's a different shiloh. That's a different shiloh. I think we once discussed. Let's say someone had borrowed two earrings, and you lose one earring.
Right.
And you chayv for both earrings, just one earring. I give back one earring, pay just for the other one. That's all shiloh by itself. It's not for today. Yes.
As far as the two tiles, can we take what's the value, the estimate of the value with two good tiles, the floor with the two tiles, and what's the value? The lesser value. Right. I have to figure out what the nezek is, and then forget about looking for tiles. What's the value before the damage? What's the value after you pay the difference?
And you mean if you put in maybe?
Even without buying the damage.
That's not partial. By car, it's not partial. It's not partial. All these things, because it's as long as it's right. The tashmish could be. It doesn't make a daf kamina. It's right. You could walk on the floor.
Right. Yeah. Drive the car. Get in the car.
So that's why that sheet as a whole. Would if you not get the someone else's car, and the car goes. You don't have to pay for anything. So give it a chesed. We mentioned. We want some cash here.
In other words, that's the less value.
It's not the one less value. The car still drives.
How much it would sell for?
That's not poshut. It's not poshut. We once spoke about shears. Machokis, Chazanish, and other price game. It's a whole machlokes. We spoke about it once in the shir.
Why doesn't Simon give him the money for the two tiles and tell him to go look for it?
Huh?
You can't find him. It's not his problem.
Well,
pay him for it.
Pay what? What do you pay?
It has a certain value.
Yeah.
He could estimate a certain value.
That's what the Elish said. That's the estimate of the
cost. Pay him for the tile. Let him find it. The guy is not saying he's going to find it in the hardware store. I'm not going to have to go buy it. I pay you the money and you go get it.
Okay.
No, but the price of tile is a big difference.
We're talking about it, can't get it.
No, but the value is much more.
I pay
the value is $1,000.
Alright, okay.
Alright.
All right.
It changes if it's no longer.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah, could be. All right. Another interesting shayla. This is our Chaim shayla, but very interesting shayla, which I don't know if it's again Chicago, but it was again a certain community. In a certain community, there were a lot of Genevis. Going were breaking into houses Friday night and winter time when there used to snow. He used to break into houses. What happened? The Ganovan used to walk down the street, walk past houses, and to see there's no snow, the snow, and walk down the snow, must be people out of town for Shabbos. And used to break into the house. If they saw people walking if they saw marks on the snow, so they know, footsteps on the snow, they knew that people were there. So they wouldn't break in. But, but there's no footsteps. And in this community, they had a serious problem. Ganovim constantly breaking the houses. People were out of town for Shabbos. So, one of the neighbors on Shabbos, he sort of snowed, and he had a neighbor. They were out of town for Shabbos, and there was snow on the ground. So he wants to protect his neighbor. No one should break in. So he thought of an idea. He's going to start. He's going to walk himself. He's going to walk up to in the snow and the chais on the walkway and sort of walk up the stairs and walk back and forth a few times. So I think people are living in the house. So maybe no, the Ganovim won't break in on Shabbos. But it's not poshut. He wanted to do that, but suffolk came in his heart. It came in the suffolk by him. Why? Maybe by walking on the snow. He's doing it intentionally. So in Mela, when he walks on it, he's causing the snow to melt. And there's an Issa in Eilat. That's one Shaila came. And secondly, maybe there's an Issa of Kaisa of Medabanan. Maybe there's a Kaisa of Medabanan. Since he's Mischavin, to make a tzura of his feet on the snow, footprints on the snow, he's doing it intentionally, B'kavana. So maybe there should be asked to do that. So he came and asked the Shaila, can he do such a thing or not? The Machabe says, in Archaim, Simen Shinchav, Sif Yud Gimel, Dari Shalach, a person is allowed to walk on snow when his feet made a choshesh. You're allowed to walk on snow, you're not to choshesh for anything. So the Mishmu speaks out there in Sif Kod Lamentaz, even though when he walks on the snow, he causes snow to melt, if a Zavite, the af im ashok the muach ayde zav ayde ze less than ba kim im khav is nam khav of it and khav says further if you dalad haram in Rottenburg mate la hat to mer glam shalak so has to urinate he wants to give the urinate on the stall and he should fix out do me and sif kon nam do me the dar shal brakov he's not doing intentionally and the rosh hay nizah the rosh was nizah Why? Because I day Hashem badin mulcha, but istan milchaba says you're allowed to. So we see from here there's no issur nailed, no issur milad, since he's not mecham for it. He's not mecham for the water, since the snow to melt. So mela the gabi nailed or milad, there's no issur. However, let's talk about something else. Let's go for a second. Can you make a snowball on Shabbos? Kids want, let's say, place where it's an Arab. Can you make a snowball on Shabbos? A snowball on Shabbos? Or build a snowman? Can you build a snowman on Shabbos? Because it's going to melt anyway. Are you allowed to build on Shabbos? So then is, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, This is Lashon Rambam. Kol ha-mekabetz, chelek al-chelek. Someone takes two things, sticks it together. V'davek ha-kol, ha-chiyasik u-fechad, and you put it together, ha-reiz ha-domi ha-binyan. He's not talking about snow, anything. They could take a number of things and put it together. It's dime, and you want it to be guf echad. Then there's the issa, there's dime to binyan and tasa. That's lashem chaver. Says the Mekor Chaim. Mekor Chaim is from the Chavis Yor on our Chaim in Simishin Chav Siftes in the Kitzah Lachas. According to lashem, tepach rucham shall Isaac kedur shalak. The people are doing wrong. Tepach rucham are people who make snowballs on Shabbos. The Yeshbar Mishum Shnei Malachas. You have a two Yisurim when you make a snowball on Shabbos. Send to be snowmen also. Malachas Dosh or Baina? Dosh, I don't know. I think it's choice of truth. But he says Malachas Dosh and Baina. I don't know why it'd be Dosh, but Baina for sure. Huh? You're not liquid. There's no liquid. Snowball is no liquid. But the water comes out.
No, the water goes into it and makes it.
That's not dosh. Dosh is when you want it to come out. You're not doing attention. You want everything to stay in there.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Mom is gedul kakum. Mom is owned by gedul kakum. Mom is not. Mom is because gedul kakum. So dosh, I don't know. But by now, for sure. Huh? You have to stick together, but you're not squeezing liquid. Schita to be told of dosh is has to come out. Here, forget, you want everything to stay in. Okay. Anyway, so he says dosh and bina.
For even though it's not like a
clean. It's temporary. It's rabbanim. It's rabbanim. It's diamond to be is rabbanim. Okay. And also the Chavis Yor speaks out further. In Sifir Aleph, Yesh Nimchais Biad Noam Haisi Kedur Shalak. Yishibi Maicha, he writes again, Yishibi Maicha on children that make snowballs. Vizarkim, and they throw it. They make snowballs and throw on Shabbos. It's only not in America. Those times also they do snowballs. I will lift the Shalak min Adech, but let's say you want to push away snow that's on the road or it's blocking your window. Up is she the Shabbos Mutter. There's nothing wrong knocking away snow to look out the window. Or it's on a walkway. Push away the snow, Yalata. Up is she Mutter. And then he says further in Sifri Gimel, the Mekor Chaim says, which is from the Chavis Yor, Venisa the Rasha Oisit Foot, Minala Beshelek. When he walks on snow, notice they're making marks of Yeshua. I will hash them by the Musir, but the Mashin Musir, that's also. So you see from the Chavis Yor, that's also to make snow, to make snowballs on Shabbos. And also, you're not allowed to be mashed in to make a tear. To urinate on to make a tear, you're not allowed to. Let's say pour water to make a tear is also. But you're allowed to walk on the snow. And the reason why you're using, because you're not mechavim to make a tear. You're not mechavim to make a tear. Rather, there's a. The snow is not muksa.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
We hold it's not muksa. Machloek is the point. We hold it's not muksa. Huh? It's no different than rain. Rain is not muksa also. All right. However, when you throw a snowball, ayyayayav is a saisa. You throw a snowball. You probably want to get. You're breaking apart. Is this a saisa? So I throw up Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kachasai. In Perik Tezayin Sifkan Kuftes, he bid up Shlomo Zalman. There's no issa saita, because since it says in Simon Shin Yudalad Sif Aleph, you're allowed to bake a chavis. You're allowed to bake a barrel because you want to get something out from it. Koshkein, there's no issa of breaking a snowball. There's no issa saita. She's not mechaven lister. And same thing speaks out again in Shmir Shabbos a new print in Perik Tezayin Sifkan Kufyet Zayin. Keendah speaks out in the Chutshani. That's from Nissen Karelitz. In Chelik and Shabbos, on Chelik and Shabbos, Chelik Al Simen, Daf Kufnun Ches, he says you're allowed to go with Yeshua on snow that you have on the Isis. When you're walking, sometimes you have a snow or sneakers, it makes, you can read it. You can read it on the snow, you can read it on the ground. Soft, you walk on the soft ground, you can read it sometimes. There's a chesima, it's otsiyum, while you're walking, start walking on soft ground, or you're walking on snow, since you're not mechavim with chesima, so it's not psikresha. And the Shemeshavis and Mechavim says, it's a double shame mechavim, and it's kalachiyat. And it's not meskayim, and the same thing speaks out the tshuva in Chalkos Yankov, in the open Chalk Beis Simen Kuflam Beis, and in the Chodesh in Orchayim Simen Kuf Beis. So you see, there's no shayla right now. There's no shayla of Nailud. There's no shayla of Binyan. However, there's a shayla from Kaisa, from writing. The Rambam speaks out in Halachos Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. Says, Eina Kaisev Chayev, to be over Issa the rice of Ksiva on Shabbos, Yinat Chayev, Achi Yichte Bedol HaRoshim Oymed. That's something that stays. V'yichtev Adon Eskayim, HaKsavalov. It has to be Dova, like you write a pen on a piece of paper. It's something that the pen stays always, and also a paper always stays always. That's the over Issa the rice of Kaisev. About Kaisev, Bedova Shein Yishumai Oymed. You write on something that's not going to last. By mashkin, let's say I take orange juice and I write on the table. Often when it dries up, or may perish, it's going to dry up. Or shikasa b'diyoy kiyotibay. I write with type of ink. But called over shein oimed, it's not going to. I write on a piece of paper. It's not oimed. Then it's also potter. It's a drabbanan. And the mechaber speaks out in Simen Shin Mem. In Stif Dalet, this is Lashem Chaba. Yesh li zor, shalich doiv etzboi b'mashkim al shulchan. A person should not take with his finger and put mashkim on the table and do some writing. Oy be'efer. Let's say sometimes you have a table that's a lot of dust. See, sometimes you play tic-tac-toe on it or something like that, or you write your name on it, or it stays there. It's all Hasid Rabbanan. Hasid Rabbanan. And the Mishvur speaks out there in Sifkon Ches, V'chem, Asa, Lishen, K'moy, Aitzi, Achalayin, Schuchas, B'meikar. It's winter time, and the wind is all frosted. You can't play tic-tac-toe on it, like we used to do as kids. Can't do that on Shabbos. Or write your name, or make a picture, or something like that. You can't do that. Shein Lachman, Akar. That's what Mishvur writes. So, Chor should be, according to this, it should be Asa, to walk on, to do this etzah, to walk on the snow, to make a tzura of your feet when you walk on the snow, to show that Ganav Mishum come. Come to Shabbat, because people should think you're in the house. You're doing it to Kavon, you're doing it intentionally. So they give an etzah. Etzah like this.
But isn't
it two OCLs? We're talking Rabbanan. All the Rabbanans here. Okay? So they get an answer like this. What you can do is with a shinai. What's the shinai? Not backwards, but you what do you call it? You put your right shoe on the left foot on the right shoe. Yeah? Let me finish. 1 second. So you walk in such a way so that Ganavim will think someone walked there. And what you did it, you did a shinai with shinai, so blood. It blives a trade rabbanon. Trade rabbanon. And so that's not miskayim. That's one. That's what's one reason to tzura shein miskayim. And also you're doing it, and shini making the tzura. And he brings down that Reb Chaim Kineski was masking this etzah. Just Reb Chaim Kineski says I had a cash on this etzah. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it happens to be the Reish Chachma says. And it's brought down Sefer Zikaron from Chaim Kineski Islamit. He has done himself on this thing. The din is if you wear your right shoe on the left foot, right shoe, it's kosher shikha. You forget your learning. So you know my Mutan Shabbos, but what about you forget your learning? That's what Chaim Kineski has. When I wrote my Sefer Zikaron, I quote from Reish Chachma that it's also to wear the right shoe on the left foot and left foot on the right foot, you're not allowed to. You have to be careful. Slippers, all these type of things. You're not to put it on the wrong foot, if not, it's kosher shikha. So how can you give this answer to wear shoes upside, separate, the right on left, left on the right? So that's what he asked himself. So Chaim Kineski answered with a text like this. He says, since you're doing it for mitzvah, you're saving it. That's what it calls that. That someone shouldn't break it into your neighbor's house. So Mela, since you're doing it to matzah mama chaver, which is a mitzvah, so now you won't get your loinim because you're doing a shem mitzvah not. I have a posher teretz. I think it's a better teretz even. Oh, right. Oh, you just don't walk. You schlep your feet. You schlep your feet up the stairs, down the stairs. They don't. They're not going to die because they see if this. They see that there's scrapes on the ground. They know someone went in there. They're not going to die. Was it walking? Not walking. Right shoe, left shoe. This and that. They're not going to die and die. As long as they see that the snow is being is moved around and so on. So maybe they would they're schlepping foot on the snow. So it should be nicked. Someone's living there. That's good enough. So maybe it won't be Mishaila from Kaisev Midrabanan.
Riding with your feet.
Huh?
Riding with your feet is
yes, that's what they talk about the walk on the snow.
Your feet are also gonna make a,
but you're not doing a kavana. You're not doing a kavana.
What about walking on sidewalks where they would chalk?
You're not today when you walk regularly. You do it's like a kavana. You're walking, let's say on your shoes. Sometimes you have to buy a new pair of shoes. So that's writing on the shoe. Have you noticed? If you're not in your shoes, usually it says the name of the company on it. There's no one says it's also to walk with on Shabbos with it. Because it's not mechavan. But here you're doing special kavana. That's why here's the difference, because you walk on a stone intentionally.
So
your question?
Why
would
you slapping your feet be okay? Still, it's still.
You can't see any shoes by you can't see shoe marks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're slapping your feet is okay, so now you're not doing it because.
Huh?
When you're slapping the feet is okay, so you're not making a mark for kavana.
You're not making a mark in me. You're just making. You can't read anything. There's nothing there. I tell people, girls ask me, call me up on Shabbos. Can I throw myself onto the snow so you see a whole tour of me? I say, now do that on Shabbos. You can't do that. During the week, you can do what you want. But Shabbos, you can't do that.
If a sofer puts a pen between his toes and writes, that's not a kosher mezuzah, is it?
Has nothing to do with kosher, but it's still writing.
I thought it's not ksiva.
It's not ksiva gabi to Sefer Torah. Oh, but still ksiva on Shabbos. It might be shino, it might be drabanan.
Okay, but drabanan, so why do the shoes also drabanan?
Huh? You're not, there's no sense, just schlepping snow, there's no ksav whatsoever.
Even if there's seven on shoe. I'm saying if I hold a pen between my toes, that's
the gabi Sefer Torah, it's halach is in Sefer Torah. If I write, let's say someone knows how to write with his toes, it might be chayv on Shabbos. If he knows how to write.
Chayv midoraisa.
Midoraisa. He might be chayv midoraisa. If that's the normal way of him writing, it will be okay.
It's in by sofers. Okay.
Yes.
Why is a
shinoi
on a
Rabbanan
here?
Why is a trade Rabbanan? Trade Rabbanan sometimes will make a mokum tzarech.
And a possibility that the place might be robbed?
It was this community that had this problem.
Right, yes.
Can I ask a goy? Huh?
Just ask a goy to walk over?
He'll tell us. You don't want the goy to know about it. Once they know this trick, it's not going to work anymore. You don't want them to know. Yes.
What about if somebody drew drawings or whatever on the sidewalk with chalk?
Yes. What about? You walk on it?
Yeah.
So you're not doing the kavana. You're walking because you want to get to your destination. You're not racing anything but kavana. You're not doing anything intentionally. Here you're doing something intentionally. The reason is because you're doing something intentionally.
This because you're doing a mitzvah, that's not a problem. Is that across the board? If I'm doing it for a mitzvah, it's not a problem anymore.
He says it here. I wouldn't play around with it. Chaim Kanevsky says it's okay. It's okay. All right. Yes.
You mentioned that you could throw snowballs and stuff on Shabbos.
If you bake a snowball, you can't make a snow on Shabbos. But let's say you had to, you thought about it before, you made a bunch of snowballs before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you want to throw them, then it could be okay. There's no air, it's carrying on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. Yes, you have to stop it. If it's a gila chinuch, you have to stop it. You can't roll snowballs on the ground, it's carrying. You take a snow. You make a ball and you start rolling it down the block and so on until it gets, you know, how big, whatever it is, that's carrying on Shabbos. I mean, it's no different than what Tyson speaks out to drive a bicycle. What are you carrying? You're not carrying the bicycle. But man, you transfer one place to another place. It also considered carrying. It's tiltal. But tiltal of a tzor. Yes?
Why is it a problem with sick ratio, but walking on the snow?
even though you're not
Miskavim, why is
it Psik Resha?
It is Psik Resha, but it's Psik Resha that the Lanichle on the Drambonon. Okay, or Lichbislay, same thing. Okay.
Foolish question?
Yes. No such thing as a foolish question.
You know it's for, you don't want Rob, but you left her, isn't it? Maybe Stas.
Huh? You're not to the guy? You're trying to protect, you're trying to protect your property.
I said it was a foolish question.
You know? This is on the agenda for sure. If someone doesn't have a dog, can you put up a sign? Vicious dog, a dog that bite, you know. What?
You have doorbells that sound like a dog fire.
Yeah, all right, okay. So I'm just saying, we'll talk about it. It's on the agenda to get to that share.
Continue in general, can neighbors start to litter if you're doing it to protect the hazard?
Yeah.
I never think just in this, I mean, in general. You want to protect the hazard, so you want to do neighbors start.
It's not going to ever pass. Who says, come to my door? Who told you to break into my house?
Like, beware of dogs?
Beware of dogs. Can I put up a sign? Beware of dogs.
Is
that going to ever pass? We'll talk about that. It's on the agenda, but not this week.
Okay.
Another interesting Shaila. A year in a Baal Tshuva came and asked the Shaila. He was driving a taxi for 20 years. It wasn't from then. And every day he stole from the passengers. What do you do? He then put on the meter before the passenger came in. You walk into a taxi, you don't look at the meter. You usually can't even see it. Sometimes they block it, whatever it is. It's going, it's running already. So maybe he gets a higher price because it's already running already beforehand. Or there are many times he says he played around with the meter itself. Meter goes, you know, every quarter mile goes up. He had one every eighth of a mile went up. He played around with his meter. So she go more. So she paid, the person should pay more. Now, Baruch Hashem, he was Zeichet to Tshuva. Now he asked the Shaila, what do you do for all the years? He doesn't know who he stole from. He had almost 1,000 passengers or more. He wants to turn Heshes like Zeila. He wants to turn it. What do I do? So the Mechaber says, Mechaber, Shechonach addresses everything. Anything you think of. So just the Shchana addresses also in Chayshim Mishpat Shin Samavav Siv Beis. The Mechaber says like this: this is the Lashon of Mechaber. Harayim, Rayim are Sherpets. Vagaboyim. Sometimes Gaboyim. Vamuksim, and people collect taxes. They collect taxes. Tshuvas Don Kasha. For them, the tshuva is hard. Why? Neshe Gozos Harabim. When you hear them, they steal from the Rabbim. Then you heard, because they deal with a lot of people, then you heard them in the answer. They don't know who to turn it back. The Fikach, what they do? The Fikach, Yasser, by Tzachar Rabim. You should do it, Tzachar Rabim. Keep going. What's Tzachar Rabim? The Mechaber says, going by a Sichemaris. Make the birds, make a longer trip, let them have a stop there and drink water. If you get thirsty, make birds Sichemaris. So the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out there. In Shin Samavav and Chashim Mishpin, Sif Kondalad, he says, so is Gaigos Harabim, ain't Kaif Naisilasis. We don't force him to do Tzach Harabim. Why? Don't have Ashova Gemurah. It's not be 100% Ashova. Rakim Nisari Beatsmai. If he comes on his own, that he wants I'm reading my Lassis came. He comes and asks you, we tell him to do it. So here's talking about Shuvas came and asked you what to do. The Smart speaks out further. The Smart speaks out in Chashim Mishpin. In Simresh Hamar Aleph Sifkan Lamadalad, he says, "Me this is Mishkaylis. When you have weights, Yachal Lase, and he stole on weights, so Yachal Lase is Tzachar Rabim. He's allowed to do Tzachar Rabim. Mekol Mokaim ain't that Shuva Gunit. It's not 100% Shuva. Why? Because who says everyone will get an off from it? If the one he stole from will get an off from it, it's not a Shuva Gunit. So comes according to this." The case of the taxi cab driver, he should do a Tzachar Rabim. And the reason why he should do Tzachar Rabim, the smart speaks out, Shin Samavav Sifkon Hei, Shum Da'oz Gama Nigzol Yehena. Because hopefully, down the road, the Nigzol will have Hanar from it. Nadvorm Hanasa Min Neg Zela. He'll be Nana from Neg Zela. I once saw it somewhere, I forgot where, I couldn't find it, but I once saw that once they... Someone gave an Eitza to make a park bench. Because maybe someone who was stolen from He'll sit someday. He'll have enough. He'll sit on the park bench. So the question is, you should do some tzocharam shevanar from. So the smart speaks out in Shinzan Wasif Konhei, Shim the odds come and Nigzo Yenim at Rome and Asim Exela. Because then the Nigzo will have enough from the Meg Zela. So the Achashulchan, then Sifkon Gimel says even further. He's mad with further what the Sma means. The Yisav of Hashem, you hear this? The Ban Shom will be Misaviv. Shekol Echad Meh Nigzo, anyone you stole from. Moshe, this taxi driver, he stole from 1,000 people. These 1,000 people, Omer Yashem of the Yashem, will have enough. If he erich zelosai, the shiyim chaloi, v'abor time isai ma'isim shemayim. The Baal Shem will make it that the nigzal will be nanifam. So now the Gazan said, he started asking this taxi cab driver, the Rav asked the taxi driver, how much do you think during these 20 years that you were taxiing and you stole, how much money do you think you stole from? So he answered, 50,000 shkolim. You might 50,000 shkolim. And if you tell me I should give it tzachi rabim, I'll give it b'simcha. What's tzachi rabim? Well, so you mentioned park bench. I couldn't find it. I saw it many years ago. But I saw it written down like this. One is what the Gemara says, you should make baris sichim haris. You should make baris so people feel the drink from when they're on the road. Rav Moshe writes in Shuva, in the Gizmashe, Chashe Mishmet, Chelikav, Simen, Pei Aleph, he says, who are then for binyan mikvahs or masak mikvahs? If you use the money to build the mikvah, help build the mikvah, or to masak in the mikvah, because some days they're going to use it. He or she, they'll use it. Or the children, grandchildren. Another reason I saw said the tzachi rabim is you give money to a hospital. Well, then you shouldn't need it, but sometimes you do need it, so that they'll have an offer from that. Chavetz Chaim, Kotze Shalom Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim is in Avos Chesed in Chelek Gimel Perek Dalet. He quotes the Shalom Kodesh. I looked at the Shalom Kodesh, I couldn't find it. But the Nema Halai, Chavetz Chaim says he quotes the Russian. So he quotes there from the Shalom Kodesh in Eitzah that if you buy Tzvorim for a shul, since the Rabbim use it, for Rabbim to use it, then you're allowed to buy the Ulai Yasmim Hashem Shiyuabem. Maybe one of the people who you stole from will use that sefer to learn from. So those are the four etzes that I still mention. But this Rav told him the etzah of the Shalom, Shem Chavetz Chaim. And he says, there happens to be a Beis Medrash in our community that's building a shul now. And they're looking for someone to donate to that farm. So he went, this Baal Tshuva, went to the Gaboim and he says, I'm looking to donate Svarm for the Eitz Svarm. They said, we're looking for someone to donate 50,000 shkolim. Mamash with the same amount. Mamash with ounces from the Bain Shalom. 50,000 for someone to sponsor the Eitz Svarm. So he came right away, this Baal Tshuva, the taxi cab driver, and right away he came to 50,000 shkolim. But he didn't say the reason he's doing what Tzachar Adam. He donated 50, he didn't say why he's doing that. Story's not over yet. So, he donated 50. A while later, after he finished building his shul in Eitz HaSvarim, he happens to walk into that shul. This Baal Tshuva happens to walk into shul, and he sees a big sign on Eitz HaSvarim says, a sign on the Svarim, Bechus of Rosh Mazda. Thanks to such a person, point of place, says the taxi name. His name, his father's name, his family name, Ish Yochan Nidivlev. Ish Yochan Nidivlev. Vitar, and he gave Vitar and Mahanya Laita Svarm there. He gave a nice donation to the Taita Svarm. So he goes over to the Gabay, and he tells the Gabay, it's Medrash, I want you to take off the sign. Take off the sign. Because he felt uncomfortable. It was money that was stolen money he was giving back. It wasn't that he gave him Dius HaLev. He didn't want to tell the Gabbai that. So the Gabbai thought the reason why he wants to take off the sign is because he's a Nevis. He wants to be anonymous. He doesn't want anyone to know about it. So the Gabbai knew how to learn a little bit. So the Gabbai tells him, you know, it's wrong. You shouldn't take up this time. There's this famous Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, in Chelkal of Tshuvas HaRashba has Simon Tovka Fayalf. And it's a famous Rashba. But the Ramah quotes it, part of it. The Ramah says, the Ramah is in Yerdeah, Simon Reish Mem Testifi Gimel. The Ramah says, this is a Rosh Ramah. Misha Magdish Dava Alit Staka. Someone is Magdish money for Staka. Mutalai Shiyich Tashmaelov. You're allowed to write your name on it. Shema Shiyahe Shemutah Shmaelov. Shehelai Lizikarin. Revoy Lazikain. Not only it's Mutta, but you should, it's proper to do it. That's the Lashon HaRamah. If you look in the Rashba, in the Tshuva itself, I'll quote what the Rashba writes. Zul midas rachamim, or midas rastikim, k'dei mitin scha, lefterach del, slice the mitzvah. Because if they see your name on it, then of course the other people also want to do it. Or midas ha-Torahi, that's the midas the Torah wants you to do that. The k'servis of the first mitzvah, because the Torah is also a fasting, people will do mitzvahs. V'matay ha-Torahi, if the Torah does that, Tzichanu lehalech acham midisera shal Torah shein dakinayim. So the bar shemafasim matzim mitzvah. So we also should be, if you do something good, shemafasim. An interesting thing I saw once in the Hagdama from Charles the Tshuva Dimi Malkiel, one of the great Torah in his time. In Dimi Malkiel Chelkal's Hagdama, he has the Hagdama there. He asked on the Tshuva Sarajba a very strong question. What's going on over here? There's so many Mamoy Chazal say that's mitzvah to do tzedakah b'tzinah. The Seisah should know about it. The whole Gemara and Babas and all different parts of Shas, Midrashim, that constantly that you should do mitzvah of the Seisah. Why all of a sudden the Tshuva Sarajba says you should be mefasim it? And other mitzvahs also. First it should be hatz lechas. That's a yes, a shtakah kasha. So he answered like this. This is Malkiel answers in Hagdama. So he says like this: if other people could learn from it, then it's a mitzvah to do it, the fahesia, because then it's to elis, because then it's considered zikar rabim. If it's zikar rabim, then it's okay. So Dr. Gabbai, the Gabbai told this Baal Tshuva who gave the 50,000 shkolim, the guy says, listen, if you want a doctor to leave the sign on the wall, because people will also, if they see you gave, other people will be mad at other things for shul also. So if I can't mefasim, it's a mitzvah. So why, what kind of nevus? That's not a nevus. The Rashba says not like that. So he's a dilemma. This is actually a dilemma. So he came there to Shaila. He doesn't know what to do. He's afraid of chash of Geneva's das, sheker. He didn't know what to do here. He did a kodash shavas gzeila. One second. Now, how is he allowed to cover this covered? Well, he doesn't have cover to this. People will be meshabeh him that you have a life god. Oh, he's a big heart. He's a big bob stalker. And the truth is, he only did it to be kind of the mitzvah of tzarchim adam because the heshiv is like zeila. So that paski came and asked the shaila. The psak was. That he could leave the sign, he could leave on the sign. Why? Because it really was the Divus Halev. Because many people in the same boat as him would never have done that. This Baal Tshuva was an Erech person who wanted to pay back. How many Baal Tshuvas are still, years and years, they don't to come and ask or turn back. They don't turn back. And the fact I mentioned before from the Erech HaShulchan. The Erech HaShulchan says, you're not kaifin to do Tzachar Abim. Because not considered Hashava Gemur anyway. So Mela, you ought to call him still in the Divlev and Isa Mitzvah, and it's okay. The only kash is, I'll take questions in a minute. The only kash is from a Tshuva Nigus Moshe. Moshe has a Tshuva, interesting Tshuva. A Yid stole a lot of stuff. So he wrote a letter to Moshe that he wants to do Tshuva. So he asked a bunch of questions. Moshe has a whole Tshuva. And he goes, Moshe, Choshe Mishvet, Chelagal, Sim Peches. So he writes like this. When it comes to Hashav's Gezela, you have Kedavke, give it to Choshoi. Show you well, no knowing about it. When you turn back, Shelahazik Teva, Lechabdecha. When you give money to do Tzorche Rabim, You have to do it in a way to not give them the. You're not Masik Toiva. They shouldn't be Masik Toiva to you. But if you give it an Eifin that they think it's an Adavit to the Maitse, not because it's because you stole, you want to kind of show Taveda, and the Mamachal because of that, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Shavas Gedela. You're not Mekayim Shavas Gedela. So it has to be done, but Tinner, I went knowing that. But they're doing it, you're doing it because of Mechavid you, and really you're not doing it, Ashos Gzela, you're getting covered. So it's not still Ashos Gzela. So Moshe is a Chiddush Gadol. But that's what he writes. So Chayit is connected to Ikus Moshe, so it's not Ikus Moshe. Because when he gave the 50,000 Shkolim beginning, he didn't want the intention for covered. He found later on, he found there's a sign up over there. So yeah, since he didn't do it at the beginning for covered, he gave it because the Kai Mitzvah Tzachar Rabim. And his Kavanah was only to Masik Zela. And it's getting a kavana was a mechal for Shem covered. So only after he saw the sign up, then already made it. Once it's up there ready, you can leave it. That was the psak given. Okay, you have kasha. Yeah.
Could he deduct the 50,000 surety on his tax return?
Tax return.
Why not? Huh? Is the amount to deduct to get a benefit on his tax return of that 50,000 donation?
Why not? It's legal.
Okay, I mean,
especially according to Aruch HaShulchan, you have no chiv to return. Aruch HaShulchan has really, it's only a nice thing to do it. You can't be kai for it. So then you can tell, for that reason alone, you can take off.
Maybe he should give the extra money he gets back to Tzedakah also.
What?
Maybe he should give back.
What?
He took 5,000 of taxes, so he saved 5,000, so you get that $5,000 for Tzedakah also.
No, that's a type of sonar. Let's not get carried away.
What about the goyim he stole from?
Huh?
What about the goyim he stole from?
Goyim?
Yeah. You're still becoming to pay back the Goyim, and they're not getting...
We're talking about the show. We're talking taxi care. Yeah,
if it's in New York.
Huh?
If it happened in New York.
If it happened in New York, what?
So how's he going to pay...
In New York, there are a lot of Jews in New York, you know.
There's a lot of Goyim also.
A lot of Goyim and all the Christians.
Yeah. Where? In that show? Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they come to the tourists.
I'm saying, do you have to give to Tzachar Rabin that's going to benefit the Goyim also, or do they benefit...
No, you're not Mechoyim. Tzachar Rabin is only for Yidden, not for Goyim.
So how do you pay back for Goyim you stole from?
Huh? Who says you have to pay back?
Is there
Hashavas Haveda
for
Goyim? There's no Hashavas. There's no, if I
can't.
Huh?
It's a Gezel.
Yeah, but Hashavas Haveda is the Machoik Sapaiskim, is the Hashavas Haveda by Goyim. We Paskim, there's no Mitzvah Hashavas Haveda by Goyim.
It's a Gezel, but there's no...
Right.
You don't have to pay it back.
Right, yeah. Only if there be, only if there's, only be a Chil Hashem, then you have to pay back. It's a Nesivas and Shim Mem Ches in...
So it doesn't misak in the chay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So how can you be mechaper by a guardian?
Huh?
The guy just said you can't kill, but you don't have to repeat and pay back. So how do you do tshuva by a guardian?
It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. If there's a chiv hashava by a guy, it's a machlokes. See another fight game. Radina, you could say Kimli. That I'm not mechuyev to pay back. That I don't have to pay back. You're right, Issa. That's just too late. You're right, Issa.
So you can't do
tshuva.
You do tshuva. Do tshuva. That doesn't happen. Can't happen. That's all.
So you steal from a guy, but you can't do tshuva by returning it.
You don't have to return it.
You're being taped. Okay. All right.
You don't tshuva for return.
No, you do tshuva.
All right. All right. All right. This is another shayla. This shayla. Is there a day, Shiloh? Which comes up very often. It might happen, a Yid was on the road. And he was traveling from one city to another city. While he's on the road, he's driving. He has to go to the washroom. So he stops by next gas station. And he heads for the bathroom. So there was a restaurant connected to the gas station. He wants to enter the restaurant, and he sees it's a restaurant that sells Neveus HaChafis, non-kosher, Neveus HaChafis, and also Shrotimai, what's it called? Shrimp and so on. Shrimp and so on. And also there's a sign there, we are on Eretz Yisrael. We are open on Shabbos. So there's trade all the milas, right. All the milas, okay? So, 1 second. So, the shayla was, is he allowed to go in to the washroom there? Because of Shamar Sain, Achil Hashem. The answer was like this.
It's even more complicated.
The what?
More complicated.
then the person is going to say, did you ask permission for the bathroom?
Huh?
Best place. Well, ask him, did you ask permission to use?
No, it's on the highway.
No, they
do that. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael Torah. The Rambam says in Perkei Halachi Aleph. V'yesh dvorim acherim deim b'chal chil Hashem. There are things that chil Hashem v'ushi yasay sam. Adam gadol b'tayah. If a person is a big Talmud Chacham, Adam gadol b'tayah, mafursim b'chassides. Dvorim shabiyas miranim achva b'shvilam. People will be miranim after him. V'afi she'enam averis. Even though he's not doing real averis, but doesn't look good. Averis chil Hashem. Even that might not be avera, the source of Chil Hashem. So even though the Rambam writes, Gadol b'tayah, but anything, because of him will come to the Chil Hashem, it's partial to us to do it. And he quote, and the Chavetz Chaim says, in the Sefer Beremiyam, in Minyan Lavim, Lashishi, he says, he brings down from Kamer Yishayinim, even the only thing that's Mutam and Adin, of Eine Hamayin, it looks like it's Asa, Yo'eva, Elav, of like Sichalo Hashem Kachi. Yai v'sechil Hashem. So Chaya Pashas, it should have been also to go into this restaurant because of Chil Hashem. People thinking he went in and didn't go to the washroom. He went and bought something there. However, and plus he's on the road. No one sees him. So maybe he's eating some ham sandwich. So anyway, so they went and asked the Shaila to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky says he's allowed to go in there. And the people of the Don Kaschus, they went to Beis Kisei, and he didn't go to eat there. Oh, you see a guy with a yarmulke, even a yarmulke with a beard, doesn't make a difference. You see a Frum Yid, sits just hanging out. He looks like a Frum Yid. He goes to the restaurant, why should he be choshed that he's eating tafras? Somebody went to the washroom, maybe bought himself a drink or something like that. Why should he be choshed that he's eating tafras? In Emerson, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara on Shabbos in Chavzayin, Kuf Chavzayin on base. I quote the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Pam Achas Hutsu Dovechel Talmid Chamim Eitzim Atenusa. They needed a favor from Atenusa. Not just it was a non-Jewish woman, it was also a Zayna. Achas Matenusa Achas Shekhtov Dali Vayimim Tzu Metzla. That the big people from Rome were matzah next door. Amr mihelach. Who's going to go to this matnus who can help Klal Yisrael? Amr lahem Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Yusha says, ani elach. I'm going to go and speak to her. Halach Rabbi Shua tamidav. Rabbi Shua didn't go alone. He went with his students. The tamidim with him. Kimin shegila pesach beisa. He came to the door of her house. Cholatz tefillin. He took off his tefillin. Vice of Shua wore tefillin all day. In those times, there are people that wore tefillin all day. So he took off his tefillin, Baruch HaKab Amis, and he was 4 amis away from the house. Took off his tefillin. Nechnes, he went into the house, Venol HaDelas, his name. And he closed the door in front of them. I waited to the Issa of Yichud. So the Rishonim speak out. This is before, we're talking about Shua's time. Before the Issa, the Gemara of Avraham says, they made the Issa on Yichud and Nachus. This is before the Issa. Chazal asked them. So Mela, after he went out, Lacha Sheyotza, I'm also quoting the Gemara. Lacha Sheyotza, after he went out, he came out from being in a room with her, Yod V'Tovo, he went down to Mikvah Tovo, V'Shona Talmidim, started teaching his Talmidim, continued teaching his Talmidim. Amalam, then he told his Talmidim, V'Shona Shechalasi Tfilim, when I took out the tefillin, Mecheshdoni, what were you chayshin me? I took off my tefillin. Because maybe he took tefillin because he wanted to live with her. So Aman Hashema, Dvar Malchus Beina, Yishbeina Veina. The reason why you're miachad her, because you have to talk to something very private. No one should hear. So maybe no one should know what we're talking about. That's what Rashi speaks out. B'shoa sheirati lev tavalti. You saw me go down to mikvah. What did you chayshin? Maybe that's too many. He lived with her, so he has to time himself and out. So Aman Hashema, Nitzat Sinoim Epiya, Abba Gosh Rebbe, maybe while she's talking, she spit. And the spit is, so Rashi speaks out, the right Mepiya, the Gozer Al Nochim, Sheizam Chodavayim. If something comes after them, makes it Tomei. That's how he's told himself. So Omar Lahem, Havai de Kachaya. I promise you that's what it was. That's the truth. Vatem Kishen Shinadani Jindantune. Let's cross Minamoka. Just like you are Kishem Shinatani Lishus, Kena Mokam Yodin Eschem Lishus. Just like you don't Kaskos, the Banisham should the people should always don't Kaskos. See, clearly a person, if that's the case, then certainly a person can go to the Beit Kisei and you have to don't Kaskos. I can ask me a Kasha from a Chuva Nigus Moshe. And Moshe has a Chuva like this. In Archaim, Chayrik Beis, and Soysim Mem. And the same speaks out Dain Wives in Michet Yitzchak, in Chayrik Gimel, Sim and Ein Gimel. He says, you're not allowed to go to a restaurant that serves milchiks, but the Mechala Shabbos. It's also even to go in there, even to go buy yourself a glass of water, or to buy yourself a bag of potato chips, or buy yourself a bottle of water. Everyone sees you walk out with a closed bottle of water. You're not allowed to do that even. Why? Because it's Issa Ma'asayin and Chshad. So you shouldn't walk into such a restaurant. So Chayav, Moshe is saying to now, the Chayav is connected. What we're saying to now is connected. Yigas Moshe, it's not connected. There's a big napkamina. This talking, when Moshe's Chu is talking about, where there's no Heksha, there's no Mashgiach there, and they're not Neman. You're talking it's kosher style food. It's cheese, whatever, it's kosher style food. So people think, okay, there's no Mashgiach, there's no Heksha on it. But I happen to, if this guy's walking out of a restaurant, it must be that's okay. He checked it out, it's okay. But to come with this, but walking out from a McDonald's and so on, no, the Chayshah said, you said it's okay, they'll buy yourself a ham sandwich or something like that, a cheeseburger, something like that. So there's no, so Mela, there is no shot that people think you ate there. So maybe you're out to go in there, and you're certainly out to go into Beit Kisei. Not only go to Beit Kisei, you're also allowed to buy yourself a drink. Not only to go to Beit Kisei, which is a side, but you're allowed to go to the counter and buy yourself a bag of potato, which is closed. To buy yourself a bottle of water, anything which is closed or covered completely that no one can tamper with, and it has a heksha on it. So Mela, since it's not shot by a trade for a restaurant like McDonald's or Chadaima, there's no shot of Ma'asayin. And you're allowed to go, the people think you're buying Mela's Trafis. That's why I get many times a shot from business people. They have to take them out to a restaurant. So they have to take them out to a non-kosher restaurant. There's other problems involved. Because if you take a non-kosher restaurant, the shayach is chayav mesum. If you're paying his bill, it's chayav mesum. But let's say each one's paying their own bill. And going to not, you're going to talk business there. You'll buy yourself a Coke, and everyone's going to eat layers of chafes and so on. That's okay then. Because people know, if this is a restaurant, normally you take out people, all restaurants you take out people. So maybe there's no matter sign, because people know, you see you sitting there, they see you walking with the person, the other guy's without a yarmulke and so on, and he's sitting down at a table, and you have a Coke in front of you, and he has his mail over there, but you're not eating anything. Or if you bring your own mail, but you're having your own paper bag, it's nicker, that's not from the restaurant, then certainly in such cases, there's no matter sign, then it'll be okay then.
So if I'm in Israel and I need to use the bathroom and there's a kosher style of restaurant, I can't use the bathroom of the kosher style restaurant?
According to some place, give me shouldn't.
How much is buying food, like water?
Water not. Water for sure not. Water for sure not.
Would you start out by asking about
the bathroom, if it's all on the side and just go in and out of the bathroom and don't go into the food, I would be making such a thing. Especially if you have to go to the washroom, certainly you can make a
fire. Why by Hanukkah, when you have two different quarters?
Chashad, yeah.
Chashad. Why don't you say, Mechov de Hanukkah Tan Chasfus? It's one
house. Just tell you about that, you know?
I know.
I don't remember, but I can look it up. Okay. Sorry. Why don't you don't cuss us? Yes?
Can you go to someone's Shiva house that doesn't keep kosher? Can you go to a chasen in which someone mazel tov if the meal's not kosher?
If you go in and out, you don't stay around, there's no problem then.
Even though going in, they don't know you came out.
Huh?
Why? They don't know you came out right away.
There are times that people have no choice. It's better to avoid it. But sometimes a business partner, the whole meal is not kosher. Sometimes, as long as you don't sit down, you go in and out and so on, you have to avoid whatever you can. But if you can't, The Mokum Shalom Bayis, we allow it.
What if they're asking to buy you a kosher meal? Everybody's getting a trace meal. They're going to serve you a kosher meal.
Depends how they serve it. Is it in a...
No, so they have to...
It's closed.
They have to be nickered while you're eating it?
It has to be nickered different than their food, that's for sure.
While you're eating it, it has to be nickered.
Why is that called doing business with Barm Asum if you pay for his lunch?
If you pay for someone else's lunch, it's Chayav Barm Asum. Because that's halacha. That's called Schayat's business. Why are you taking him out? For business purposes. That's called Schayat Barm Asum. That doesn't make a difference. That's called Schayat Barm Asum. If you take someone out, that's called Schayat of Rum. It's only Shaila in Paiskim, Machlokes at Paiskim, if they're workers of yours. They're workers of yours. Let's say they want to have a party. So they want to buy, they buy you tray for tray. And they could buy a kosher tray. Chafer tray, it costs a third of the price of a kosher tray. So they want to buy a chafer tray. So if they're your workers, it's a machlokes Ramah and Shach. Ramah holds its atza, and the Shach is Mekel. And most paiskim, the Chashucha, most paiskim, Pichadish, the old paiskim, like the Shach, the Mekel. That's only if they're workers of yours. But let's say they're clients. You take them out for a dinner, you have to take it, and you're paying the bill, then you gotta make sure it's a kosher restaurant, or make sure work it out. He pays the bill, and you're paying back later, or something like that. But you can't pay the bill. It's called Schayat Barm Asum, which all Paiskim say it's awesome. And according to some Paiskim, it's even the Teraisa. If you're serving them some which only Asher Abon, like pizza, this is Schayat Barm Asum. The only things are Asher Teraisa, but things are only Asher Drabanan. Then there's no issue with Schayat Barm Asum. If you buy, let's say, a pizza. In a pizza, you should go out, here's money, buy yourself a pizza, you go out to a pizza restaurant, and he eats there, and you pay his pizza bill for a tray for pizza, that would be okay, because Schayat Barm Asum is only when it's in the Gera, sandwich is Asa Daraisa, unless you're having the pizza, meat also, so today they put already meat and pizza, then no problem. All right, yes.
Employees working for you, you give them credit cards to buy food whenever they need. What if you have fries?
That's okay, if they choose and buy what they want, here's a credit card, so they have a choice. They could buy something kosher, something not kosher.
Right in.
Huh?
Right in. Right.
But they're using your credit card or their credit card?
You're paying for their
credit card. They're choosing.
If they choose, it might be okay. I have to think about it. Okay, we'll stop here.
What about next week?
Oh, one second. Next week. Are we on to have a shiur next week?
Yeah.
People are going to be here? No. There's a convention. Next week's a convention.
Most of you will be here?
No.
Okay. All right, so we'll have a shiur next Sunday.